Only one of five artists displaying work in the Fayetteville Underground on the downtown square was available for an interview at the appointed hour. And that was Becky Lamascus. She's in the Hive Gallery. She works as a designer at Underwood's Fine Jewelry, but is also an adept figurative painter, acrylics and oil on canvas. She's fascinated with geologic time and transpositions of species.
Well, I actually got my degree in anthropology and not fine arts from the University of Arkansas here in physical anthropology. But I do have an interest in history and evolutionary biology. And just over the last several years, I've continued my education and been reading a lot of Richard Dawkins and other evolutionary biologists who talk about our relationship with animals and how we fit into the spectrum of ecology.
Or in this case, don't fit or are absent from. The surreal paintings are anthropomorphic narratives of prehistoric and modern animals, some wearing human garb, engaged in battle, ceremony, or etheric recreation.
I like to do this kind of historical revisionism in my artwork, kind of an imaginary world where maybe the dinosaurs didn't go extinct and evolved hand in hand with the mammals, and maybe the mammals filled this ecological niche that people are now filling with technology and domination and kind of pretty much trying to domesticate these other species. And so in my imaginary world, the mammals have domesticated the dinosaurs, and I've just kind of played off of that.
Manifest destinies reinvented in these paintings, and humans are not the dominator species.
It's also a humorous thing, and a lot of these concepts are big and maybe somewhat not the happiest topics to talk about, but I think that my paintings are overwhelmingly positive and funny.
With titles like Sacred Relic Showdown, an armed squirrel facing off the dinosaur over a human phonograph player, or two foxes aiming a dinosaur-laden catapult titled Dinapult. But Becky's favorite and most recent, an animist version of The Last Supper titled Manifest Destiny Makes a Toast, shows a prophet bunny presiding over a sacred feast. Even further playing with the concept of time, Becky's created a series of illustrated clocks with 12 letters rather than numbers.
I also like to do a play on words. This one is serial killer, but serial spelled like the cereal you eat. And it's a little mouse with a scythe standing amongst wheat sheaves. And I like to make people laugh.
And question our perception and addiction to time. These would be instructive clocks to keep around. Next to the clocks hang a series of silver-chained pendants, hand-built by Flannery Grace Horan, all discreetly bolted to the wall so you can pick up and handle the pieces. Flannery also interprets the natural world through jewelry, talent she acquired from her uncle, a master silversmith living in Taos, New Mexico. Her language, she says, is soldering, grinding, sawing, filing, bending metal. She was not available at press time, but Becky says they're close friends.
And it's mostly in sterling silver with some precious jewels, but it's sculptural in its elements, and it has a common theme with my work in that she uses a lot of animals in her pieces. She'll carve them or she'll sculpt them out of silver or etch them into. You can see in this bracelet right here, she has
in this jewelry case. Mm-hmm.
A fox and a snake and a bird, and they're all drawn directly into the silver. And she just has some really beautiful stuff. Even every link on this chain is handmade.
Together, Becky Lamascus and Flannery Grace Horan's work is titled Animal Technology. Over in the Vault Gallery hangs digital footprints by Sabina Smith. She's folded a series of small paper houses, featureless little roofed boxes in white, brown, black paper, as well as with cut colored plexiglass, and has placed them in various environments to photograph. underground studio artist Bill Mays Flanagan speaks on her behalf because Sabina could not make the interview.
So she's taken these little miniature houses that she made, and she's very meticulous, and she's made them, and then she's put them in environments that you wouldn't find them, like in the middle of a road or the middle of a creek, and one is a suitcase full of little houses in the back of a pew of an old country church on the edge of a cliff or in the woods or laying in a trash pile or on a city street with a little boy running up to find the house. She does all these kind of things to show how a home, where home is outside of its regular contents. And yet it's got a certain feel of the home in the South, which I think is wonderful.
In her artist's narrative, Sabina talks about house as a metaphor for the human soul. Owning one is an important life goal. Losing one is catastrophic. The exhibition of framed photographs is titled Set My Watch Against the City Clock.
Well, we're walking towards Kelly Hatfield Wilkes' show in the Revolver Gallery at the Fayetteville Underground. And it's a beautiful show. I've noticed that she's a potter, and I noticed that one thing, a lot of her stuff is functional, and a lot of it is just stuff to be beautiful. And sometimes they cross over and it's both. For example, she has these wonderful little sinks that are made out of pottery that are just fantastic, that you could wash somebody or baptize them or bathe the baby in them. They're just beautiful, though. And whatever they are, they'd be wonderful. And she has one thing you just don't see when you come into it, I think, is lights. We have two lamps that she made out of pottery that are lit up here in the back, and they look really fantastic. She has lots of just large pieces hanging that are wonderful, round and deep in color. And she's got a lot of really bright reds, which I think is really kind of hard to get that glaze in pottery. So, and also greens and blues and every color imaginable.
Kelly Hatfield Wilkes has titled this colorful collection of ceramic and porcelain keystones, tile murals, chandeliers, and vessel sinks as Life's Little Cakes. And finally, in the East Street Gallery, you will find wonderfully primitive yet elegant mixed media jewelry and sculpture by Teresa Hall, titled Metal Transitions. She describes the work as rustic and organic. In her artist's statement, she writes about a fascination with junkyards, the inherent tangled array of weathered metals. She translates that phenomenon by hammering, torching, and soldering copper, brass, bronze, pewter, and what looks to be occasionally silver into large format wall hangings and sculptural androgynous jewelry. The textures and blends are hypnotic. Fayetteville Underground's four art galleries and working artist studios are located at 1 East Center Street in the lower level of the East Square Plaza building on the downtown Fayetteville Square. Gallery hours are Wednesday through Friday, noon to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 10 to 5. And don't forget, the ongoing artists that work in the underground always display their work in the Vault Rear Gallery. That's in the Vault Rear Gallery. Check it out. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.